This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden applauded U.S. Olympic athletes on Saturday for showing courage under pressure and uniting the country. The Bidens have invited the Olympic team to the U.S. to the White House following the Tokyo Games. The second biggest U.S. Olympic team ever, with 613 athletes, has won 108 medals, more than any other country. In a video call with the athletes Saturday, Biden said it wasn't just your athletic ability, it was your moral courage. You remind us of what an amazing country we are. The president praised individual athletes such as American gymnast Simone Biles, who withdrew from events such as the individual all-around and the team all-around, citing mental health concerns. She returned to win the bronze medal on the balance beam. The president also praised runner Isaiah Jewett, who was in prime position to finish in the top two in his 800 meters heat when he was unintentionally tripped by Botswana's Nigel Amos. In a display of sportsmanship, Jewett helped Amos to his feet, and the two finished the race together. The First Lady traveled to Tokyo to represent the United States and support U.S. competitors. She said America has needed healing. She said the Olympics brought Americans much joy. The United Nations on Saturday condemned a thwarted plot to attack Myanmar's UN ambassador in New York, saying it fit the disturbing pattern of authoritarian leaders and their supporters seeking to persecute opponents around the world. Two Myanmar citizens have been arrested in New York State for plotting with an arms dealer in Thailand. They were allegedly plotting to kill or injure Myanmar's UN ambassador. You're listening to VOA News. A provincial lawmaker in Afghanistan says Taliban fighters have entered the capital of Jozan province after sweeping through 9 of 10 districts. The government did not deny a local lawmaker's claim that Taliban fighters had entered the city, but said it had not fallen into Taliban control. Several other of the country's 34 provincial capitals are threatened. On Friday, the Taliban took control of the city of Zaranj, where the government says it is still battling insurgents. Residents of Zaranj are reporting heavy airstrikes. They've said the Taliban has freed prisoners from the city jail. Residents who spoke to AP asked to remain anonymous, fearing retaliation from both sides. Taliban fighters have swept through large swaths of Afghanistan at surprising speed as the last U.S. and NATO troops leave the country. The U.S. Central Command says the withdrawal is more than 95% complete and will be finished by August 31st. On Saturday, the U.S. and British embassies in Kabul repeated a warning to their citizens still there, saying to leave immediately as the security situation deteriorates. The U.S. embassy in Kabul also issued a statement Saturday condemning the Taliban's military onslaught, saying it was contrary to the insurgent group's claim to support a negotiated peace settlement. Haiti's justice system is still struggling to find a judge willing to investigate the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse a full month after he died. One judge told AFP that considering taking the case means considering one's own safety and that of his or her family. The judge spoke on condition of anonymity because of safety concerns. Flames swept through a town near Athens, Greece overnight, and hundreds of people were evacuated by ferry from the island of Evia as wildfires burned across Greece for a fifth day on Saturday. On Evia, east of the capital, a fire that began Tuesday quickly burgeoned into several fronts, ripping through thousands of acres of pristine forest across the northern part of the island and forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages. More than 400 wildfires broke out in the last 24 hours, with the biggest front still burning in Evia, the second biggest Greek island, and areas including ancient Olympia, the site of the first Olympic Games. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis has called it a nightmarish summer, adding that the government's priority has been, first and foremost, to protect human lives. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.